The War Powers Resolution says 60 days unless Congress declares war. The president has to take troops out. The Trump administration has claimed 60-day window doesn't apply because this operation ended when the ceasefire began. Is that accurate?
That would not make any sense to me. I think that it's a legal fiction to say that the operation or that hostilities have ended because there was a ceasefire. First of all, there was a blockade throughout the entire ceasefire, and we have seen the United States use force against ships and third-party countries throughout that blockade. Second of all, as we've seen,
why would the existence of a blockade during a ceasefire mean that it's not a ceasefire?
Because a blockade is an act of war. It's only legal to employ one when you are actually at war, and it also authorizes the United States to use lethal force against both enemy ships and ships of third-party countries. So it's a very serious act to set up. And so to say that we're in a ceasefire means that we are truly in a ceasefire and we are not conducting any act of wars, including a blockade. But also you have these strikes. We had a downed aircraft yesterday, the downed Apache, and we've had skirmishes here and there over the past, I don't know, now almost a month and a half since the May 1st or the first ceasefire declaration. So this war powers clock in my mind has been running since February 28th, and I think the administration knows it too, and it seems like Congress is finally waking up to it. This whiplash that we're seeing, now we're bombing to get a peace deal, and I'll let the irony of that sink in for a second. This whiplash that we're seeing of what we're bombing, why we're bombing, this is exactly why the War Powers Resolution was enacted. So the idea that we can keep going on with just a single person committing tens of thousands of U.S. troops without any coherent plan is really contrary to what the framers envisioned, and it should also be contrary to Congress.